Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm going to get to the dumbest pro athlete I think I've ever seen in my life. Think about the territory that takes in. That coming up in just moments. A lot of people tweeted this at me, including Nick Wilson. I don't know what's going on with ESPN, but getting rid of Doris Burke is the wrong move. Now, it doesn't seem to be official, but it seems like she's on her way out at ESPN.
Venerable Andrew Marchand did say that it was curtains for this broadcast team, and it looked like Doris was going to be on the outside looking in after this year. There was no official word on Richard Jefferson, although not looking good for him either.
Well, if anybody who's listened, they know I'm a big Doris Burke fan. I've been a Doris Burke fan. This is dead serious. I know that guys who do this for a living get stupid about this. I've been the biggest Doris Burke fan for well over a decade. I think she's taught a world of basketball. I think that her knowledge of the game is incredible. I remember she went on Zach Lowe's podcast when the finals were here, and my buddy Jason Gibbs was working like to get Zach Lowe all set up. Jason Gibbs, who works for the Browns, he's my boss over there. And when she went in to do the interview, he had her record like a happy birthday thing to me because my birthday coincides
and we had her
with
on.
The finals.
I remember we had her on, and you were so giddy about having her on.
I love Doris Burke.
She did like 23 minutes with us.
Yeah. I didn't want to be like, I'm your biggest fan, like misery, except in reverse. But I'm a big Doris Burke fan, and I think it's ridiculous. I know that they're probably going to mess with that booth or whatever because you brought up Mike Breen. I hold Mike Breen in high regard probably just because of my 2016 memory. If the Cavs were never good, I ain't going to lie to you. He's not Kevin Harlan. He's not Ian. You know, to me, those two are the most prominent voices in basketball in the NBA. Mike Breen's good. There's no getting around that.
Awesome guy. And I always say, by all accounts, by my account, I came across him in the bowels of MSG back in the day, and he asked me if, hey, can I put your microphone out there because I'm holding the camera? It was the coolest thing. I thought that was so awesome that somebody like Mike Breen was willing to
did
do that
for me once. So, way
guys,
back in the day.
You guys used to be tight.
And now we're going to be tight again.
Bud, you should probably know what you're talking about.
I don't know if you knew this. We are sitting together at a dinner tonight.
Okay, so this is really going down, huh?
Yeah.
You guys both going to be rocking tuxes?
No. He asked me what I was wearing, and I said tuxedo, and he looked at me like I had turds falling out of my mouth, and I went, no, I'm joking around. We're going to be sitting at the same table, Cleveland Press
Prestigious
Club tonight.
Prestigious award ceremony.
I don't know if I'm winning anything. We'll find out.
You better bring home the gold.
I better bring home something. It's going to be like Denzel Washington. I'm grabbing something and leaving here with something in my hands. I'm not giving my Friday night up to not walk out with any hardware. That ain't going to happen. I don't know about Baskin. I'm sure he's more respectful than me. But, yeah, we're sitting at the same table.
That's awesome.
So we got that going for us. But Mike Breen's fine.
Breen has been the steady, consistent voice of basketball on the biggest stage. He's not my favorite play-by-play guy. Like, especially in basketball, I would take Kevin Harlan, who I think is unbelievable doing
Harlan
those TNT
Eagle,
games.
I think
Brian Anderson has really surged.
Good. Yeah, he's very good.
And I guess, you know, next year when it's on NBC and Peacock, I'm guessing that'll be both Noah Eagle and Mike Tirico. Tirico, the bummer about
him.
Trying
to think of the third one, but I think you're right about those two.
The bummer about probably Jack Collinsworth. The bummer about Tirico going to NBC is I felt like it took him out of so many big events because Tirico was just so rock solid.
Yeah.
He could do everything. He's not the guy you want for the most exciting moments in sports, but he is perfect. He never makes a mistake, that dude.
Yeah, I think he's very good. But like Harlan and Eagle are on another level. And if either one of those guys were doing the finals at that time, it probably would have been even bigger. But like, well, Mike Breen was the guy who called the Cleveland as a city of champions again, and
that was cool. That was absolutely cool. So that'll always be part of the soundtrack of Cleveland fans forever. Anybody that goes back and watches that, you're thinking of that call, and he ushered it in a perfect manner.
But if NBC wants to bring in Doris Burke, it would be the right move to do so. If this is her last,
they do a poaching
hurrah with ESPN because I think it's asinine of them to let her go.
Who gets Pam Ward in all of this?
Is she still doing games?
I don't know.
I haven't heard Pam Ward in a long time. Beth Mullins is still doing
games.
They
named some awards after her on one of the websites, one of the blogs.
The Pam Awards.
The Pam Awards, yeah.
I had no idea about any of this. I am in the dark. Nathan Zagura, 901. I don't know what's going on, so I'm just going to say that Daryl Ryder is going to join us at 822. All right, I want to introduce you to the dumbest pro athlete that's ever lived. I hope Derek Carr is lying to everybody. You're telling everybody in the world that you'd just rather retire and you didn't think it right to take the New Orleans Saints money?
This makes no sense.
You're telling me you had a $30 million coming to you and you didn't think it was right to take the Saints money. You could have taken the Saints money and donated it all to charity if you really wanted to. How do you stand there and look yourself in the mirror as a grown man? It wasn't right to take the Saints money.
Yeah, this is...
Lima, I have ripped on many an athlete. I'll tell you this. When it comes to Deshaun Watson, like, I openly do not want to see him ever play for the Cleveland Browns again. Ever. Ever. Done with that period of time. I will never say that Deshaun Watson...
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Unless he's in some sort of a crazy breach of contract and he's supposed to. I will never say Deshaun Watson should give money back. I will never say any player should give money back. No. Why on earth would Derek Carr That I hope that's not the reason. I hope he wouldn't be that stupid. Sorry, go ahead. I just can't believe how insane and asinine
it doesn't add up, because we're just not used to anybody with that mindset, not only in professional sports, in the world these days. There's nobody that's this magnanimous, that is this altruistic. Like, you just don't expect this. It's one thing for Rex Grossman to say, you know what, Browns, I know you're in a desperate situation. You need a quarterback at the end of the year, but it's the holidays. I'm not coming out of this retirement for the holidays. I'll pass up the check, you know, for the last few weeks of the season. That's one thing. This is how many million? Derek Carr?
30 million. 30 million. 15 after taxes.
And I get it. He's not sacked as many times as his brother, but you worry about your safety, you worry about your health.
He could give the $15 million to his brother if he wanted to.
I know.
What are you talking about?
It's unbelievable. I've never seen anything like this.
Your health is already gone.
So normally it's the other way. Like, you have guys like Ben Simmons collecting as much money as humanly possible and then not playing, like doing their best to not. They're stealing money, quite literally, in every sense of the term.
It says, I wouldn't have been able to play if I had the surgery, Carr said. This is from NFL.com. I wouldn't have been able to play if I had the surgery. And then I tried to play with it. I wasn't near 100%. And so that doesn't help them either. I just felt like it was the right thing to do for myself and the team. Saints and Carr came to a decision that the quarterback would retire, leaving $30 million guaranteed that he would have received in 2025, and the club wouldn't pursue the $10 million roster bonus that would have been forfeited by retiring. I never played for just the money, Carr said. Well, that's period.
Well, what's his family think about this?
If you were his wife,
got a $10 million parting gift there, right?
Okay, it's still not what else he could have made. And guys, this isn't a charity; it's professional sports. How much do the NFL make? They make $300 million just by opening up the gates for the year.
Well, this is why
on earth would you turn down $30 million? They will cut you soon as they look at you.
I'm a little dubious because yes, it is such a business, and they will do everything they can to get out from a contract the minute they have the first chance. There's no guaranteed money in this league for the most part.
No, this is
it is pretty shocking to hear someone say this when teams never operate like this. Almost never. I mean, you hear some good stories here and there about, hey, we're going to do the right thing on somebody who's really, really injured. But 99% of the time, these teams will move on from you and get out from underneath your contract the first chance they get.
We make such a big deal about, like, locker room leaders, leadership, that whole thing. I have to tell you, I think it's one of the hardest things to do in professional sports. In high school, it's easy. And that's where most of us ended our high school, or ended our sports playing time, was in high school. So you remember, it's like, hey, you vote for captains. There's guys who were definitely rah-rah guys. There were definitely guys who were leaders. You need a couple of, like, dangerous guys, a couple of dogs for your football team that even, like, the teachers, like, respected there. Like, you always need that to have that makeup. And that's always going to be the truth in, like, high school football, college football, that type of thing. In the NFL, why it's so remarkable to me is they take guys who are competing for jobs against each other, and somehow in the locker room, they're able to mold them and brainwash them into believing in each other and actually working towards a goal, which is an extremely hard thing to do because it should be a selfish thing because they're trying to take each other's jobs through most of the year. The offseason is all about getting a job instead of somebody else. It's all about getting your money while you can. You have the shortest career of anything. Remember, when Kevin Mawai made a big stink about the rookies making all this money, he didn't see the forest for the trees. Now, instead of keeping guys on second and third contracts, they just get rid of veterans. That's what, like, Rodney McLeod is so impressive that he's able to play 13 years in the NFL, because they just get rid of veterans and just bring in young guys who are going to be on a cheaper level because of the rookie wage scale. So you're fighting for these things, and you're telling me you're going to give a team $30 million back? Oh, well, they got to keep 10 as a going away gift. Doesn't matter.
Could this
owe
start
it to your sport to take every single penny.
Could they? You wonder what the union thinks. Could this start a trend where quarterbacks start doing, quote, the right thing and give their money back? How much is left on Deshaun Watson's deal?
He's going to
90-some million?
80-something.
Okay.
It doesn't make me feel any better.
Will he see this story from Derek Carr and say, you know what, I really haven't lived up to my contract, and I just can't take your money anymore, Mr. Haslam. I have to do this in the spirit of being honest and ethical. I have to give my money back to you.
I don't think I'd have anything to say.
Are we expecting this?
I don't think I'd have anything to say the next morning because I think I'd fall over and die. I'd be shocked. I texted this to a former NFL player, and the former NFL player texted back, and I'm not lying to you guys. What a bleeping idiot. He wrote the actual word. I mean, to give... I hope he's just trying to give a rah-rah story or something like that.
Someone's
going to
say, typical sports talk Cleveland. You rip guys for doing the wrong thing. You rip them for doing the right thing.
No, if you're paid them, I expect you to be worth the money you're paid to be in one way or the other. If you can brainwash your teammates into being leaders and playing, then fine. If you are worth the money on the field, then fine. Like Myles Garrett, when we bring up Myles Garrett, Myles Garrett's a $40 million defensive end. I expect him to have pressures and sack people. That's what I expect him to do. But to leave money like that on the table, that's crazy. If you were his wife, you calling Cordell and Cordell? I'm going to get my $15 million one way or the other, sir.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.